This is a homebrew podcast.
Slay the Stars is a D&D actual play podcast you're looking for. A dark fairy tale cosmic fantasy. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Listen in every other Tuesday at noon Eastern Standard Time on any major streaming platform. SlayTheStars.com. Persomnia Ad Astra.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Mythcraft, the podcast. Let's go around and introduce our adamant anarchists. Mal?
Thistle Featherfoot, I can't wait to return Friend's sign to him. I bet he's really missing it.
Roger?
Lucian Delwary. It hurts to breathe, but I'll be brave.
Andy?
Kiris Mara. I'm sure all my friends are exactly where I left them, safe and sound, and having a nice meal with the queen.
Tanner?
Friend, the golem!
Not that one.
Oh, right. Here, kitty.
Nathan?
Get paid, get laid, Gatorade.
Does that exist? Is that canon? And
no. It is now.
Ice cream.
I'm so excited for this.
I need recovery time.
Oh God, and Cody.
Sometimes I can still hear his voice.
Hello, everyone.
Super exciting announcement, everyone, that playtesting for Veil of the Eternal Night is now active. Come check out some awesome new content like the Sleuth track for Rogues and the Branded track for Berserkers. Be sure to watch your email for all of our backers out there, and also be sure to join our Discord at discord.gg/mythcraft for further discussions and more information. So, when we last left off, our party had been split. Harlow and Hildegard were captured by Emperor Nerian's forces and were being held captive at the Keep in Tiberia, the capital city of Rashilon. That's where they met the guard Shermie, a friendly Keteg who provided Hildegard with her requested supplies to continue her studies. Lucian and Thistle were brought to Lagradan University by Queen Ultano, her daughter Sindel, and Brick, as they all met with General Tovald and Dean Livingston. After a lengthy conversation on the plan moving forward, there was discussion of Brick leading a team into Rashilon to rescue all of the captive individuals, including Hildegard and Harlow. So we're going to kind of check in with Lucian and Thistle. So as you both leave Lagradan, where do you go?
I'm hungry.
To be quite honest with you, Thistle, I think it's been... nothing against your parents' cooking and what they served while I was healing up, but I too could go for a warm meal. Maybe something comfortable, something easy, something simple, something quick, something that feels normal again, Thistle.
Hold on. What do you mean, nothing against my parents' cooking?
No, I said nothing against your parents' cooking, which means that you can't take it with any type of malicious intent. That's a qualifier. It means that I'm safe to say what I want.
Yes, but why would you need to... Why would you need to put that disclaimer out there?
My sweet child. And he, like, comes closer over to you. You have so much to learn. And is attempting to just, like, sway you away from facing me so you can't continue this conversation as we start walking somewhere else.
Wait. Oh. Okay, fine.
Now, I must say, Thistle, how do I put this in simple terms? There are so many wonderful, great, amazing, immaculate options here in the city of Posh. Of those options, my choices are remarkably limited. You can say I have remarkably fine taste, and the proprietors of said locations maybe do not fully appreciate what I provide to them.
What did you do?
What? Who? Where? When? Why? I do not have the answers to any of these questions, Thistle. But I do know of one location that my likeness is not scrawled upon a wall, and I believe it's one that is familiar to you, if you would care to go down walking on memory lane.
Is it the broccoli cheddar soup place?
It is, in fact, the broccoli cheddar soup place. Yes, yes, indeed.
I love that place. Now I'm really hungry.
Well, I have to ask, do you have many places to compare it to?
Just one home.
And you would watch as, like, the, like, sinking feeling, like, hits Lucian as he's just, like, trying to be, like, the arrogant ass that he always is and realizes that, like, oh!
Oh, let's get some soup, Thistle.
Soup sounds good.
They had the same, like, deflated, like, oh, well, I had one place to compare it to, and I don't really anymore.
That, like, firm and kind of brash arm that was behind you, almost like an armbar attempting to push you, very quickly becomes more of, like, a comforting shawl that, like, kind of, like, pulls you close for a quick second before dropping and then walking a little bit more hurriedly so we can get there.
Could both of you do me a quick favor and give me an awareness check?
Gladly.
Because I'm so prepared and I had my character sheet open.
I didn't.
That's a nat one for a total of three.
Lucian's just kind of like deep in thought right now with the whole tavern.
Well, Thistle got an 18.
Thistle, you see walking, as you guys leave Lagardan, you start walking down through the city streets, through the shopping district sort of Posh, right outside of Lagardan. You see a very tall individual with a hood up over their head, kind of walking through the streets with their head down. And right at that time, as you look over and glance them, you see a tail sort of flick under the cloak, and you recognize the tail.
Kitties! And Thistle is going to run as fast as they can and just tackle her legs into a hug and look up and hope and pray that it's not somebody else. Because that would be real awkward.
It's actually Nathan's character.
The kid finding their mom at the store that's not their mom after, like, grabbing their hand.
Like when you wave to someone and they wave back, but you're waving at someone behind them.
Oh, awkward.
Awkward. Kyrus is going to flinch real hard. It probably push you off quite roughly.
Thistle will latch again.
All right, more try to pry you off. just looked at Thistle.
Hi. Why
are you here?
Why are you here?
I left you someplace safe. I left you someplace where you should be. Why are you
so
here?
So much has happened since you left. Why did you leave without saying goodbye?
I left a note. Where is everybody else?
Lucian's here.
Lucian's 40 feet away, and he's got his arms crossed, his right leg out at like a nearly 30, 45 degree angle, and his hip couldn't be popped any harder as he's tapping his right foot.
She's going to ignore that. Okay, where's everybody else? Are they back in Yersk? Are they safe?
So, it's kind of a long story.
Shorten it.
Like a really long story.
Shorten it
long. Okay, I will do my best. So, we were all together in Yirisk, and there was some soldiers that were gathering, and then, hold on. We heard that there was a spy in Yirisk, and then we found out it was Elmwish. You were right. He was evil. He was evil. And so then we interrogated him, and then we accidentally killed him. Well, Hildegard accidentally killed him. It's all
she's just going to move then Thistle aside and go walk up to Lucian and just be like, what happened?
Tap, 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 tap,
now that's the time. What happened?
Well, hello to you too. It's been some time. Kyrus, I never thought I would see you again.
What happened?
What happened indeed? Kyrus?
Where's Harper?
I do not exactly know.
You don't know where Harper is. Where's Hildegard?
I have a rough idea as to where Hildegard is. Hildegard is with Harper, more than likely.
And friend.
Again, if we use the same logic, I would imagine that friend two is where Hildegard is. And, well, that's they're with each other. And is that... where were you?
Lucian, now is not the time. Where are they?
The Rashalani took them.
They what?
They took them, Kyrus. They took them. They took them.
Why did you leave?
Us.
Why did you leave? I left you someplace safe.
Why did I leave? Why did you leave?
Can I finish the story? Because I think it might connect some dots. I'll try to be quicker.
She just stares at you.
I'm going to take that as a yes. Okay, so then we found out that Yiddish was gathering forces because there was a Rashalani attack on my parents' home. It burnt down. It was a whole big thing. I'm still not sure how to feel about it. Both of my parents are okay, though. In the middle of battle, at the end of the battle, we all got split up. The whole place collapsed. There were Rashalani soldiers that arrived. My mum can do magic, and so she hid me. And we found Lucian buried.
I almost died, Kyrus. I don't know if you care about that.
Why did the Rashalani attack your home?
I don't know. I think because I went with all of you.
You see a faint crack in Kyrus's face for the first time before she goes back. And she looks around very quickly, still with her hood up. And you notice she's dressed completely differently. She's in downtrodden clothes, cloak, definitely trying not to be seen. And she's just, we need to get back to Yersk. We need to get to the Queen. We need to find a boat now. How did you get here? You said you left Elmish Trader. There's a lot to unpack. I need to speak to the Queen now.
I told you a lot had happened. She's here. We just left another meeting. We just left another meeting. We're going to go and try to rescue everybody, but they need time to prepare because we have no idea how far ahead Rashalan is from any of us.
Where is she?
Thistle's going to look at Lucian.
She's going to do whatever she wants to do anyway, Thistle, so you may as well tell her. As far as we're aware, more than likely, still speaking with individuals at Lagradon. It's possible they moved on, had other conversations. I don't know exactly where they're at, but if you wanted to speak to individuals in charge, well, I'd say we go back to where this whole adventure began.
I was really looking forward to soup.
As was I.
Kyrus is going to ignore Lucian, and she's just going to look at Thistle and just, thank you. She's going to just reach in her cloak, and she's just, also, I brought you a gift, and put a package down in her hand, and then just start walking off towards the university. I suggest you come.
Thistle's going to look at Lucian and back at Kyrus and just be kind of very much not sure what to do.
Is this what they call the silent treatment, Thistle? She wouldn't even look at me. Me!
I mean, I wish you two would just make up.
Thistle, are you saying that I should apologize for some type of wrongdoing? Because I am blameless in this.
I'm not saying you have any blame. I just... now is not the time for people to not be talking to each other. Kyrus is back. She just came back, and I have something in my hands, and I don't know what it is, and I really want to open it, and I really want to go get soup.
Kyrus is going to come back, and she's going to be like, when I said I suggest you come, I mean you should come.
Thistle's going to walk over to Kyrus and look at Lucian and just kind of try to speak so he doesn't hear. Can I be honest? I'm going to take that as a yes. Lucian and I, but especially Lucian, are really hurt by the way that you left. And it might not mean anything to you. I know you probably don't want to do it, but I think maybe if you said, I'm sorry, even if you don't mean it, I think maybe just hearing the words might help. Lucian.
I got you a gift too. You could have it later.
Maybe hearing the words might help.
What kind of gift?
You have to come to find out.
Must you always be this difficult? Thistle, we'll send someone running for soup. Let's go.
And like then brushes by Kyrus to then be the first one walking towards the university.
Thistle lets out a very heavy sigh and walks very quickly to keep up.
Real quick, how tall is Kyrus again?
6'2"? Yeah, 6'2".
As you all are kind of walking at a brisk pace back towards Lagradan, you actually run into Kittis, someone that you have to look up at as you see this individual rounding a corner and almost colliding with all three of you. And as you kind of look up towards this individual, Nathan, can you do us a favor and introduce your character, please?
Yeah. You would see a very tall, again, he is 6'9", so even Curious would have to look up to make eye contact. Individual, he is obviously a trollkin. One of the features common to many, but not all trollkin, is their long arms. And so while he stands 6'9", his arms, like his hands, hang almost around like his knee height, maybe even a little bit lower. Like, not quite orangutan build, but kind of that image. He looks super muscular. He's got like a cut-off like leather vest and huge arms, but they're not like Hollywood arms, right? They're like dirty bulk, like power lifters at the gym, as opposed to like CrossFitters or someone more like chiseled, I guess. He's got kind of like gray greenish skin, and has one of those like hairdos that you'd see from like Vikings, with the really tight side fade and a little bit more hair on the top, a little bit more facial scruff. And he's just bristling with pole arms. There are more pole arms on his back than on a porcupine.
Perfect. So yeah, you guys turn around the corner, you run into this.
Excuse me. Excuse them. Excuse us.
No trouble, no trouble. You all look like you know your way around the city.
We know our way between two places.
We know some things, yes. We know places, we know things, we know locations, routes and routes.
University, you know where that is?
We are going there, just come with us.
Great, all right. Easy, thank you. Lead the way.
There is a Vietnam like flashback happening in like Lucian's head right now. So, like full chopper audio happening. I think, oh my gosh. And his feet just start walking towards the university almost like it's predestined.
It's that whole Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thistle's gonna tug on Lucian's cloak to get him to like lean down a little bit so they can whisper.
Sorry, I lost myself there for a moment. What is it, Thistle?
That's the tallest person I've ever seen.
Do you think they're wearing stilts by chance?
I don't know what those are.
Oh, well, that's neither here nor there. Whispers down. They are quite tall, but that's not the most alarming thing. Who needs that many pole arms, Thistle? Not even Kyrus has that many.
Leather lace-up combat boots that are almost as tall as Thistle.
I'm terrified. That's Mal talking.
My character has very, like, broad, heavy-set features, a nose that's been, like, obviously broken repeatedly, scars crisscrossing his bare arms and his face.
Why are you going to the university?
Well, I heard that's where I'm supposed to go to report for men-at-arms looking for work.
Oh, yeah, right spot.
Right. Where are you going to the university? Are you a student?
Do I look like a student?
They offer many different classes, Kieran's.
Yeah, I can't really say I know exactly what students look like. I'm not too fond of books myself.
Maybe you haven't found the right book.
Yeah, first time for everything, I guess. Anyway, we're losing daylight. Which way?
Thank you.
I'm delaying this.
You were the one leading the way.
Well, then we had this conversation with this what's your name, by the way?
What does it matter?
Toman.
What?
Toman Hordebreaker, at your service, if you're paying.
Is that... Did your family give you that name, or did you earn that name?
Oh, I earned it, of course. By breaking a hoard. Three, in fact. All in the same day, if you must know.
Oh, I thought you said Heartbreaker, and I was very...
I also heard Heartbreaker.
Hordebreaker. Toman Hordebreaker. Never broken a heart, never really want to, unless it's with an axe.
Thistle's eyes are incredibly wide.
I think I'd like to get to know you more. I think you have a very interesting story. After this chat at the university, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Maybe sit down for an interview, if you'd be so kind.
Don't do it. How much are you paying?
Are you familiar with the concept of internships, and you get paid in experience? That's similar.
He just gives you a blank stare.
It's an opportunity of a life. Very well, fine. This way. And, like, continues leading people on.
Kira's just, as they're walking, just keeps glancing up.
Yeah.
This is a new experience. It's just a bit confused.
Kira's might have heard of a mercenary organization whose insignia would be on his vest. I'm not sure exactly what Kira's, like, studies are involving the political landscape.
Unless it had to do with Vanith, not a ton.
Okay, probably not then.
Kiddus, why don't you go ahead and give me a intelligence or a history?
Maybe I will.
Or what, Kyle? What if she doesn't?
That's a 4.
Yeah, no, Kiddus has not heard of these.
More important shit.
Tanner's
right now,
being
God.
So aggressive right now.
Mom, Dad, please stop fighting.
But yeah, you guys start heading back over towards the university. As you get a little bit closer, Lucien and Thistle, you see a sign that you didn't really see the first time whenever you entered up with the Queen that lists volunteers with a sign pointing away from where you entered in to go to the meeting hall that you were in. You just see a sign just pointing over to like a small tent over beside the auditorium. And it just says volunteers, pointing that way.
That's new.
They certainly move quickly. New friend, I imagine if... And he, like, pauses for a second as he lets that, like, trail off a little bit. I imagine that's what you're looking for over there. Or are you looking for... You said paid. You're not looking to volunteer exactly?
Right, but I imagine someone over there will let me know where to go for the more elite services that I can offer. Thank you for... Leading the way here. It was nice meeting you. I'll see you later. And he'll just make off in that direction.
We're going to get food later if you want to join back at the name of the place that I...
He kind of waves a hand over his shoulder.
You totally know the name of. Okay, bye.
I mean, we could have just brought him in to talk to the... Yeah. Did you go get him?
To go get
Thistle him? Will run and go get him.
Lucien like, looks over to Kiris.
As soon as Thistle runs away and is not paying attention, Kiris will just walk up to Lucien and give him a quick hug and then just go back to watching Thistle run.
Whatever like this split second supernova of emotion is, Lucien is going to like siphon out as much of it as he possibly can. And so as you give him that quick hug, there was just like an extreme squeeze and then he quickly releases because he knows he can't trap you. You got to be free.
All right, so Thistle, you chase after Tobin.
Probably a sprint for every footprint or for every step.
Doesn't catch up because his walking speed is as fast as his brother.
Finally meets you at the tent.
This is
going to
take forever.
You're my endurance
the
is low.
Wolf and the sword and the stone chasing them through the forest.
Yep.
Great reference.
Hello there, little one. I'm sorry. My manners are not. I didn't get
so
your name
fast.
Either. Oh, you're out of breath.
I'm very small. Hi. I'm Thistle. Thistle Featherfoot. We're going a different route into the university to talk to some people that we have a pre-established relationship with. You might be interested in speaking with them as well, or they might be interested in speaking with you.
All right.
I feel like your services might be better lent over where we are.
I mean, I am a professional. I'm looking to be paid. I suppose volunteerism doesn't guarantee that. So do you think that the people that you are planning to meet with might be able to offer anything in that vein?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sure they have loads of money.
Good enough for me.
Right this way.
And he'll like deliberately walk a little bit slowly and he'll just kind of look down.
Featherfoot was still kind of jogging.
Featherfoot, Is that because you're light on your feet? How did you earn your name?
Oh, it's my family name. I didn't really earn it so much as I was born with it.
Right then. All right.
I didn't realize that people could earn names.
Well, I assumed if you were here for the same reason I was, that you might be in a similar line of work, but...
Oh, I am. I've killed loads, not hordes. But I've seen battle before.
Tomen will kind of size Thistle up and note the short bow and the daggers and the wood splitter axe I think you still have.
Probably in a bag.
Okay. Well, whatever is visible, and he'll just kind of nod. It's like, all right, well, in my organization, when you are seen committing a feat of great heroism or of tremendous note, you earn a name, a title of respect, an epithet, I believe they call it. Perhaps you should earn one, or perhaps you should claim one from your adventurers. If we end up traveling together, I will assign you one when you do something heroic.
That sounds so exciting. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, Thistle of the bird-type feet, let us go and speak with your associates.
That's not quite... It's fine. Let's go.
So, as you guys head into the college... it doesn't take you very long to find back, especially with Lucien sort of leading the way through the college since he is aware of it. It doesn't take you very long to find the room that you had met with Queen Altano and Brick, General Tovald, and Dean Livingston in. You find your way in there pretty quickly, and you see that the Queen, General Tovald, Dean Livingston, Brick are all kind of in the corner of the room talking before they turn around and see you walking up. And Queen Altano will stop, look at Kiedis, and gesture for Kiedis to follow her over to another corner.
Kiedis will follow.
There she goes again.
She'll kind of like position herself around to where she is. You are between her and the wall. And she will... She will lean in. What is my daughter's name?
Fuck, what is her daughter's name? Your daughter's name is Sindel. She's young. She wants to go on adventures. She shouldn't.
What was your business when you left Yirisk?
That is what I'm here to talk to you about.
Then it seems we have a conversation to be had.
Most definitely.
She will, like, look over to Dean Livingston and General Tovald and sort of nod her head and gesture for you to follow her.
We just went in the corner. Thank you. So follow. She'll give a look back to Lucien and Thistle to
flip off wave to Thistle.
Thistle will wave very enthusiastically.
Probably.
Like, you see, you just watch Lucien mouthing, like, why are you leaving us again?
No. She just gives him a look back to kind of, it's a look of like, it's going to be okay, but also it might not be.
As you enter into this room where it's only you two, she gestures for you to have a seat. She has a seat as well.
All right. I'm listening.
How much do you know already?
The information that we've accumulated is that Rashalon is making more moves than were initially understood. They are becoming emboldened and moving into territories that are closer to Posh than were originally understood. We know that there are spies in Yirisk, as was observed with Elmwish, and we know that you disappeared, and within a matter of days, a tavern belonging to one of your compatriots was destroyed. So that is the information that I am aware of. So what information do you have for me to convince me that you were not the reason why that happened?
I very well might have been. Obviously, I came to you under false pretenses. That is very obvious. But I am also coming back. There's no reason for you to trust me. There's no reason for
anyone to trust me, but I am here. I was called back by my emperor to participate in the tournament. I am sure you're aware of the tournament.
I've heard rumors of it, but I have not encountered it my own. It's their election process, correct?
Correct. Everybody goes back, they nominate champions to fight to the death, and the champion that wins results in the emperor for the next decade. No one survives. The champion's killed. The emperor bathes in their blood to start the next cycle. I'm here, which obviously means things did not go right. I won, as expected. But before the tournament, I found that the emperor was doing things that I did no longer agree with. So I defected. He was meeting with the Rashalani emperor. I overheard the two of them collaborating of sorts. The Rashalani emperor was not being honest, but was convincing Emperor Dornzot that they should team up in order to take down Chehosrin within the next 5 years and then move on to Posh. They currently have spies not only in Yirisk, but all over Chehosrin and in Posh. Things are far more advanced than you know.
So you're saying that there are spies in Posh as well as Chehosrin?
Correct. I was one of them.
Well, I have to say that I am appreciative of your candor. And that, so to clarify, you were a spy for Rashalan or for Veneth?
Veneth. I wasn't aware they were working together. But once I discovered that, that is when I defected. Originally, my emperor was just sending me to gain information on the war so he could know what Veneth should do. At least that's what he told me. Veneth is my home. When you're brought up in Veneth, you're taught to care for two things. Veneth and yourself. No others. I wanted to protect my home.
Well, I guess for our sake, then it is ideal that you have developed a conscience that your countrymen seem to not share. We would be lucky to have you on our side. On that same note, you will have to forgive me if I do not trust you implicitly from the start. I trusted you when you arrived at my doorstep. I invited you into my home to find out that you were lying to me the entire time. So, if you are being truly honest at this time, and that you are here to help and to aid us, I wish to believe that, and I will give you as much benefit of the doubt as I possibly can, while also protecting myself and my people, until which time you prove your loyalty. I only hope that you do not make me regret it. With that being said, you said that you defected. Does that mean that you are requesting asylum at this time?
I would love to request asylum, but I feel like that is asking too much.
What we can do is that at this time, we must prove that we are better than the enemies who call us savages. That we are, in fact, kind, caring citizens of this realm. I will not deny you asylum, but that does come with limits, as I have said. You will not be treated harshly, and we will protect you should Veneth come searching for you, to the best of our ability, but not at the expense of our own people.
Nor should you.
That trust has the ability to grow. I am not heartless. I understand, to a limited amount, the culture that I've heard of both Rashalan and Veneth, and can understand why you have made the choices that you have. And if you have come to that realization, then I want to give you the opportunity to show who you truly are as a person. And that is where we will leave it. If that is acceptable to you, then I officially grant you asylum at this time. If that is unacceptable, then this is where we part ways.
Kirish just puts out a hand to shake.
Queen Altano will clasp your hand and give a very light, almost non-existent shake before stepping back.
I'm excited to see what you have to offer, Kiris Mara.
I would prefer if you let me tell my companions, but I understand if you would rather tell them yourself.
You share whatever information with your compatriots as you wish. I only hope that you will tell them the truth.
I would like to say, I did not tell them about the mountains, the safe haven, about Yersk. They knew I was there, that is all.
Is there any other information that I need to know about so that we can protect ourselves? Any other information you shared?
She thinks back. All I know is the Rochelani have a plan, and a plan B, and a plan C. Many contingencies in place. Be prepared for whatever this is. It is not going to be good.
That is why we are working on partnering with Posh currently, and seeing what other allies we might be able to get to garner. We have put the word out for mercenaries and hired weapons.
We brought one across. Crazy guy. You're gonna love him.
I saw an individual enter with you. I am curious to see what he has to offer. But at this time, we are looking to try to build up our forces, because if that is one thing that Rashalon and apparently now Vanith have on us, is sheer force.
Do you still have Elmwish?
Elmwish is currently deceased at the hands of one of your compatriots.
One of mine? Who?
The child, Hildegard. I do not believe it was intentional. I believe it was accidental in the aspect that her anger got the best of her.
She is young. Thank you.
I will, of course, have to report this to Tovold and Livingston, as we are developing a partnership right now, and we'll be entering into war together with two very large powers. Our only hope is that we can convince or work on potentially liberating some of Rashalon's smaller territories to be able to build up forces such as Chi and Nent. We know the Nentese are not big fans of Rashalon. They want their democracy back.
I will help however I can.
And I do not have any doubts about that. However, just know that if at any point that were to change, then I will make one singular promise to you, Kiris Mara. If that were to ever change and you betray us again, you will die by my own hand.
Do you?
She gives you the smallest of bows before turning and opening the door and allowing you to step out.
Careful. Walk out.
Lucian kind of like stifles a lurch that direction before like realizing that he doesn't want to look too like he was obviously staring at the door waiting to see Kiris come out.
He's not interested in Bricks and Toman's repeated attempts at arm wrestling each other.
But that was expected.
Bricks just like full concrete arm.
Right. And my like our arms are so disparate in length that we're like accusing each other of having too much leverage.
Yep.
Thistle's trying to referee, but I don't think they're actually being heard.
Yeah.
Kiris will just walk over to Lucian, look at the scene, and just, we will discuss it later.
Lucian kind of like looks at you and has an assumption that there's some weight behind what you just said, and like looks over at this like remarkably like kind of chaotic but like I don't know like dichotomy of energies, and looks back to you and says,
well, at least some things never change. Look, Thistle's already finding ways to have fun. They're making friends even in the midst of all of this chaos. They have good hearts, Kiris. They have good hearts.
Does Hildegard.
And that's all she's gonna say.
She does, yes. I apologize for my shortness earlier.
What was that?
I said what I said, and you heard me. Do not make me repeat myself. Just know that I meant it.
You meant what?
Are we really going to do this?
Yes.
I said, I am sorry. And then you watch as he waits for the space because he knows what's supposed to happen after you say that.
Thank you.
And, you know, Kiris, I consider myself an educator at hearts. And being an educator means that I need to know when it is important to be the bigger person
And he kind of does this like very cocky bow in your general direction and says, I think this might be one of those times. And he kind of like, as he comes up, gives you this like cocked wry smile to let you know that he's being like a little bit playful, but also, I don't know, he just missed you so much and he doesn't know how to show real emotions.
Like I said, we'll talk later.
Yes, I'd appreciate that. But they've already broken two tables, so I think we should go over there quickly before they break a third.
I'm going to stand back. You can go over. I should keep my distance for now.
Ah, understood. Understood. Well, I'll be back then. And Lucien kind of like walks over to see what the beginnings of this conversation is to look like, or at least to see what the current record standing is with the tournament.
What is the current record?
I feel like they're both like pretty even. I'll tell you what, we're gonna do some fun here.
I love
roll off.
Yeah, we're gonna do a roll off here.
So one of us is up by one, whichever one of us wins the.
Well, does a 13
athletics
strength
apply, or just strength?
I was just doing a strength for him.
Sure.
It's a 20.
Toman, this current round, Toman just like pins him pretty quickly and kind of like cracks the concrete just a little bit on his arm. And Brick just goes,
this one has some big muscles. He's going to be hard to sneak into Rashalon. But if we get caught, it'll be interesting.
Skill, no skill. This guy's okay.
Dean Livingston will kind of walk by.
So we're still coming up with a plan. Moving forward, here's an idea. Why don't you all...
And he pulls out a bag of coins and hands it to Lucien.
Oh...
Why don't you all go pick up some supplies that you think you might need for the incursion? There's a really nice little armor shop right outside, and there's also a potion shop that the owner can be a little crotchety at times, but he's got some good stuff. Some good little brews. He's a little old Seder man, you won't miss him. So why don't you go try to get some of that? Quick pause. Okay, I'm gonna retake that for a second. It's just a little potion shop. It's called Blue Ribbon Brews. It's not very far outside of the gate, but little crotchety old Seder man. He's harmless, but he makes some very good mixtures. So go ahead and go purchase you some stuff that you might need, and go have some dinner on me. There should be enough there. You guys can go have a meal and get some rest and come back in the morning.
I appreciate that. You said on you. Does that apply to the potions as well?
Well, the money that I just gave to Lucien here.
Just, like, jangles the bag in your general direction.
I told you.
All right. Okay, fine.
Oh, Dean Livingston, what one question. And you would see as Lucien kind of, like, pulls one of his, like, packs him around behind him and pulls out the two broken pieces, like, some splintering of the loot that has been broken since the fire. I completely acknowledge that you just gave us a very reasonable sack of coin. However, this is a family heirloom. I was curious, do you know anyone who you would trust to get this repaired? It's quite sentimental to me, and I'd like to not just go to any random individual on the street with a shop to do this. Any recommendations? Someone here at the college, perchance?
Kind of look at it for a second before kind of like scratching his eye a little bit.
I'm trying very hard not to be offended right now. My own student asking me for someone to help him mend an instrument when I could just... And he snaps his finger and casts mend, and the two pieces of the lute fuse back together and repair.
You would watch as, like, he goes from the, like, arrogant, aloof, like, Lucian to essentially, like, no, oh, well, you know, I, it was below you, beneath you, I didn't want to bother you, I would never, thank you,
he,
I appreciate
you
it.
See, you just see him, like, hold his hand up with, like, a little flick before turning and walking away in this, like, pseudo, like, false offense. Of just like, ugh, as he turns to walk away before looking over his shoulder with this, like, toothy smile as he just turns and walks back over to Tovald and Ultano.
Lucian looks over to Thistle. Did you see that? Nobody.
How did he do that?
No, the walkaway. The walkaway with the turnaround and the wry smile. No one does it better than him. No one.
I was letting you finish what you were saying. I just wanted to roll something real quick.
The roll stopped all of us. We're like, what
yes,
does it
that's
mean?
Not,
I know, right?
That's not concerning at all. I thought the smile came with like a charm.
I was rolling
to
see how
something much
silver was in the bag. And there's actually a zero on the end of this.
Nice.
So there's 490 silver coins inside the bag. And this is enough to outfit all of you. As well as pay for food and lodging for the night. So that's what the money was for, was to get you any supplies that you need, as well as to get you lodging and food.
Awesome.
Can we please go get something to eat now? I'm starving.
I think that sounds quite nice. Get something to eat, get something in our bellies, and then go do some shopping, Thistle. It's exciting, isn't it?
I love the sound of that.
Yeah, I could eat myself.
How do you feel about broccoli and cheddar soup?
The real question is, how do I feel about someone else paying for my meal? Anything is delicious.
Well, they say that free food is the best food, yes. It doesn't really matter what kind.
I tend to prefer something a little heavier, but broccoli cheddar will do just fine.
We could ask for a large bowl if you wish.
To have a turkey leg, I could go for one of those. Or three.
They typically only have two.
I get it. You're a clever one.
Lucian can't tell if he's offended or just made a best friend.
Slaps you on the back and then picks you back up.
Yeah, flies 15 feet forward.
Kid is like standing in front of you to try to catch you because you just went flying. As you guys are walking out of the university, you start walking, like, again, through the shopping district to go over towards the tavern. And as you walk by, you look up and you see the Blue Ribbon Brews. It's right there as you're walking out.
I mean, they did come highly recommended. And Thistle, I know you are so, 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 so hungry, but it's on
please.
The way. It's on the way. I say we pop in, we get some items, some potions, some brews. We see how truly crotchety this old man is, and then we continue on our way.
Okay, fine.
While it's for, like, the record, Lucian would have essentially taken and divvied up, like, in a rough three-way between Kyrus, Thistle, ooh, and Lucian, and essentially would have been like, over to our new compatriot Omen. We will cover whatever it is, but I hope you understand, we have just met. Everything is on me, I promise. I don't need much, so if you need something, just let us know. I am just, trust is hard right now. I've been wounded quite recently, you see. Someone left me. I'm just now getting over
just
it.
Just takes her gold and hands it to the new guy as he's talking about this. Here.
He takes it and pockets it wordlessly.
That's your share.
So as you guys enter into this shop, you see that there is an older satyr man behind the counter talking to a customer. Tanner, can you go ahead and introduce your character to us?
Absolutely. My little satyr man He stands about 5 feet tall if he was standing up, but he's an old gentleman, so he's a little hunched over. If you could see next to him, he would have a walker, like a 4-point walker with like a flat slab, I would say like a box container at the top of it, and it's opened up and it's kind of like a portable brewing stand, and it's like bubbling and stuff is happening there. He's got white hair. He just wears, normal clothes, normal commoner clothes. But around his neck is a brownish red ferret. And it almost lays around his neck as if it was just like a fur collar from a coat. You almost wouldn't know that it is a ferret, but he has a ferret around his neck. And he would just be speaking to the customer. Oh, yes. Well, you see, I guess you could take a look around. I can't guarantee everything will work for you, but, what can I do for you?
So as you're talking to this customer, Cody, can you introduce your character to us?
Yeah. This satyr guy is talking to a very short, little bluish, grayish man. He's got a long brown shirt on and little pants, and I have a great big beard, and his eyes just are like two little slits on the far sides of his head. He's got like a wide gaze. I don't know how else to describe that. And he just says, alright, well, take a look around and see what I can find. Hey, weird place. We can't guarantee you your stuff works.
Well, it's not so much that it won't work, but it's just, be careful what you touch, because anything could happen here at the Blue Ribbon.
There's so many.
I just touched something.
Party now.
Just chaos.
Careful, that one. That'll poke you. I'll go ahead and say whatever Cody had just touched was very syringe-like. And as he touches it, for flavor, but as he touches that, hold on, let me see it. I just want to double check this real quick.
Ow! Why do you have this lying around?
Oh, you stick him with that end.
So what'll happen, I'll run over to him, and as he grabs it and gets stuck, like, oh no, you don't want to do that! And as that happens, Hex of the Unseen gets cast on Cody's character, and he is now invisible for up to an hour. It's not that it doesn't work, it's just, did you want that to work? Hello?
You just hear footsteps run off.
Oh, goddamn it! I lost another customer schnitzel. We're never going to get rid of anything in here.
Weasel schnitzel?
Weasel schnitzel.
Oh, my God. Schnitzel.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but is the ferret connected to a ball on your shoulders? Because
no.
That's the real
weasel ball.
You can see the weasel ball. Oh, God, the continuity. I wasn't even thinking like that. I just thought it would be funny if my character had a ferret as a pet, but he just keeps calling it Kitty, and he just keeps saying, here, Kitty.
You got weasels on the mind, man. You got weasels on the mind. That's okay.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
Well, oh, God.
All right. Off goes another one.
The other four of you, as you enter into this establishment and you see this individual go invisible, and then you just hear running out the door. Yeah.
So much is happening today, and I just want some soup.
Lucian steps back outside 2 or 3 times to reread whatever like name or like it's on the sign for this location, because this place came highly recommended and it is giving him weird vibes. Well, they said that this was one of the best places in town to get what we needed, so, I mean, I imagine they know what they're talking about. Excuse me, are you the proprietor here?
Oh, yes. Oh, welcome on in. Surely you didn't see anything, right?
Oh, hold on. I see what you did there. I like that.
Hey, this guy gets it. Schnitzel, this guy gets it.
I think we should leave.
Oh, wait. I think we should stay.
Don't go. You just got here.
What? Yeah, we did just... Yes, but you have any... we've come to get some provisions, some supplies for a trip we're going on. And I kind of like looks around. He's trying to get like a vibe of the aesthetics here. Like, is this like a, like on a scale of like pawn shop to like fine wares, like where does this store fall?
It's definitely not fine wares. If anything, it's mostly like a lot of empty baubles and vials, as if it should be a full brews shop, but most of the work happens right at his walker, where that's where the magic happens.
Like, oh, you said you're looking for provisions, huh? How many fingers am I holding up?
As far as I can tell, it looks like two. Is this a trick question?
Absolutely not. It sounds like you've already got your provision. Am I right? Schnitzel.
Oh, my God.
This guy gets it.
How have we never met before?
Oh, God.
Well, I don't get out much. Perhaps... Maybe you guys want to change that?
This is my punishment. This is my hell.
Oh.
Do you have potions of healing? Or salves, balms, anything like that?
This guy's asking the real questions. You know...
You are a store.
Well, you could call it that. I store things in here, sure.
Lucian starts looking around like there's obviously things hidden here now.
But how about this? Potions of healing are cool, but try this. And he'll hand an open potion bottle that is, the liquid is kind of like a muddy brown. It's a little thick than you probably want it to be. Maybe it's more like gravy looking.
Oh, gross.
Thistle, don't touch that. Thistle, step back, Thistle.
No. Thistle this whole time is the... like the kid who's stuck on a shopping spree with their mom and just wants to go home.
Why does this one keep hiding in the clothes racks? Get out of there, your parents are going to be so angry.
Toman will sniff the gravy.
What is this?
You don't sniff it first, you just take it straight. That's how it works.
If this kills me, I'll have time to kill you before I die. And then he'll down it.
I believe it. And that will be a readied brew of bullish strength. So
ooh, nice.
Just very like as bigger than you could already be. Shoulders more broad, neck thick, real like starting to get extra veiny, maybe a bit more toned in the arms as you gain some extra strength.
I should have taken this after I went out the door.
Oh, no.
Yes. Well, I guess all the more reason for you guys to stick around. We got 10 minutes. What do you guys want to do?
This day just keeps getting longer.
I'm not one to judge one's personal affairs per se, but is your ruse to bring customers in here, trick them into imbibing in various potions and other accoutrements, and then... sticking them around for upwards of 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes in the hopes that they purchase something. Is this a clever ploy? Because if it is, that is brilliant, good sir.
Well, you see, it's not so much about... Listen, I'll be honest. It's been a long time since Schnitzel and I have really had a... even this conversation. Everybody seems to come in here, go invisible, and leave, and... you know, I'm just... companionship is really all that we're looking for, and... I don't have much to sell you, but maybe I could... Maybe we could hang out. I'm young. I feel young, at least.
Do you like soup?
You know what? Not much these teeth can chomp through these days, so soup, it really hits the spot.
How what was your name? I missed that.
Oh, Gordon. Gordon Blue.
Wow.
This is
Gordon Blue.
Gordon Blue, this is my cat here, my kitty, Schnitzel.
Pleasure to meet you, Schnitzel.
You know, I wouldn't mind keeping you around. I think I could get you some more customers, too.
There's more gravy if you want it.
Not now, but I think that I can be a walking advertisement for you. You keep pumping me full of whatever it is that you concoct, and I'll go and show people, like, how potent it is.
I don't know if I want to keep calling it gravy now that we're going down this path.
We're going to get some oil. We're going to lather Donut up.
Flashes back to Lucian calling himself lubrication.
God, I forgot about that. Just
the deja vu was hard today.
So as you guys are like leaving the shop as you guys like turn and Gordon goes to like lock up and everything, real quick, Cody, can you give me a quick d20 roll if able, please? All right, rolled a 10.
Perfect.
How long does that Hex of the Unseen last?
1 hour. Up to 1 hour, unless the creature makes an attack or uses magic.
Okay. So, as you guys are, like, walking through, you see that... Actually, in fact, everyone, give me an awareness check real fast.
Everyone?
Everyone who wants to. Yes, you don't have to if you really don't want to.
Would perceiving be perceiving? Applicable?
Perceiving would work.
Ooh.
Wow.
19.
Thistle got a total of 22.
Kyrus doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's a 7. 15, not bad.
18.
So I'll say that Lucian, Thistle, and Toman, as you're all like walking down, you see that there's a woman who's just like shopping at one of the booths, and you see that her shoulder bag that she has kind of like lifts up, and you see it open before you see something kind of get pulled out and disappear. And the bag is lowered back down. And then you see like something disappear off of one of the carts as well too, as it like lifts in the air and then disappears.
Is there dirt on the ground?
I'm gonna say that not like it's a cobblestone ground, but it's dirty.
I was gonna scoop up a handful of dirt and try to throw it at him.
Pocket sand.
I'll say that kind of where you guys are, there's a few different like booths with potted plants kind of laying around. So for something like this, what we would do is that if you wanted to do something like that, it would just be, I'll allow a dexterity check for like a dexterity kind of based attack against reflex.
Okay. Now I want to see what'll happen.
And with this, I'm essentially just making up a reflex score in my mind, since there's no stats. Oh, I thought that was about to be a nat 20 for a second.
It hovered on that 20. That was so close.
A 17, yeah. So Thistle just picks up a handful of dirt and like throws it in that direction. And you see it land, and you see an outline of a smaller figure as the dirt lands.
Smart.
I think that's the man from the shop.
Thistle, you shouldn't just throw dirt at people.
And he shouldn't be picking people's pockets just because he's invisible. That is actually quite smart. I'm hungry.
It might be smart, but it really removes a lot of the aspect of skill necessary in being successful.
Oh, I was saying Thistle is smart for thinking to use dirt like that. That's a good trick.
Oh, yes, that's what I was thinking as well.
Picking pockets when invisible isn't smart, it's just obvious. It's common sense.
It's low.
I'm right here.
Toman is like clutching his coin purse. That's the only thing that changed about him when he saw the pickpocketing. He was just like, check all my belongings, and that's it.
Is there a purpose? Do you like soup too? Would you like to join us for soup? I feel like we're just collecting people for soup.
Yeah, I like soup. I like broccoli cheddar.
This might be Fades.
I know there's great plans. Have you guys tried it? It's right down the road.
That's actually where we're going. The only thing is, you cannot pick any of our pockets.
Try.
Cody's character is still invisible, correct?
Yeah.
Has not come out?
Just covered in dirt.
Outlined in dirt.
Okay,
he's
outline
just,
in
like,
dirt.
Shrugging in an outline in dirt.
I'll walk over. Well, you're pretty easy to see now, but when you stormed out of here, you were stomping like a Clydesdale, I guess. I don't know if those horses exist here, but you're stomping pretty loud. Maybe you should try this, and I'll hand over another potion. This time, it's more, it looks more appetizing. Maybe it's like green, like a green apple is kind of what it looks like. Not what it smells like. Don't smell it, just drink it straight. I'm still working on the taste a bit, but I promise you're gonna like this one. It doesn't poke.
I'll drink it.
And as you drink it, all right, well, go ahead and run around a little bit. See how you feel. And should he choose to run around, this brew would be Padfoot. So sneaking skill would increase, sure, but also doesn't leave any footprints behind. And I, let me double check. I don't believe they make a sound either. Okay, so it just says, touch one creature. It does not leave footprints. And it says you silence a creature's tread and has a +6 to sneaking.
Damn. How long does that last?
Well, let's see. I don't know. It's, you're the first person who's ever done it, so. In the book, it says 10 minutes, but in character, it's much more fun this way to just figure it out. Keep stay dirty, though, so we don't lose you.
Oh.
Are you certain you don't have any idea why you haven't had good sales recently? You don't think it has anything to do with your selling, your downplaying of your own product? We have got to work on your marketing skills.
Well, the problem is, when it comes to the apple cider there and my gravy, listen, man, I'm going to tell you this because you get it.
Tell me. Let it out, friend. Let it out. Another trail off.
Yeah, my stuff hasn't been the most potent. So, sometimes
that happens
when
to everyone with age.
It's not it. All right, well, you're making me feel a little better about myself, but I've had customers come back, and unfortunately, my stuff doesn't last as long as it used to. So, you know, they got to stay close to the hip, and that's why I've been, you know, seeking some sort of companionship to really show off what I can do. It's just been so darn hard cooped up in this prison that
Lucian's
I called.
Lucian's biting his lip, like looking over to Kyrus, like, can I please make these jokes? Can I please do it?
Kyrus looks a mix of infuriated and annoyed.
And he like swallows the jokes into a deep recess of his psyche.
And someone who shopped at your store, I'd say the biggest flaw was that you leave exposed needles lying around.
Well, the city hasn't provided any hazard bins, and so the hazardous material, it's everywhere, unfortunately. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. And you're the first person I've seen in weeks, and not because invisibility things keep happening, but I guess not everybody's got an interest in excellent brews. But I'll show them one day.
That's the spirit. Don't give up on your craft.
And you don't give up on having the neck the size of a tree trunk. Damn, man. We need to get you some more gravy.
Yeah, I like this.
And as you guys walk towards the tavern to go and have your soup.
Yeah, come on. I know a spot.
That is where we are going to end our session. Huh. Quick reminder about vote and playtesting that's active now.
Oh, yeah.
So just come check out the Discord, discord.gg/mythcraft, and then you get to talk to us and talk about how excited you were to hear all of this conversation right now. Were you as confused as me? If so, come tell us in Discord. We'll see you next week, and until then, keep crafting those stories.
You see most of us.